we've got the NFL draft dominating all sorts of media in a world of sports with a lot going on. Big 3 days for these athletes, but it's only the beginning, and the best or the worst, yes, the worst, is yet to come. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports performance psychologist, offers some interesting insights on what these players have to look out for after this big draft. Dr. Eddie, welcome back into the Sports Project Radio Show.
Hey, thanks, Steve. It's always great to be here. I appreciate you.
So the draft is overwhelming. The draft is euphoric. I mean, really, the TV production and watching these athletes, whether it was in the green room or at home on Thursday and Friday, was really spectacular. But there's more to it than this, that this is only the beginning for them. And for some, I hate to say this, but it's the beginning of the end. How do you frame this a little bit?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about day one, and we assume that the first 32 players are going to be the best in the league, and yet we know that that never, ever happens. The NFL game, as we all know, is different than the college one, but what we don't talk enough about during the draft are all the other intangibles, the things like the work ethic, their ability to overcome adversity. They're big fish in their colleges, but now they're big fish in an even bigger pond with other big fish. So a lot of these measurables and traits that we're looking at, their speed, size, agility, they're all great, but they're almost like the bare minimum. I'm really curious as to see what's going to happen later when they're challenged and now they have to work. Because some of these first-round draft picks, for example, haven't had to work to get what they've had. They've been so physically gifted. Now they're going to have to work.
The other thing that you can follow this type of information on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, Dr. Eddie O'Connor, and you said that the late round draft picks and the undrafted free agents might have some sort of advantage in this. It's a game, folks. It's a game. Everybody's going to have to compete for a roster spot, and there's no fooling around, and there's no way around that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes these later rounds so interesting. And let me clarify here. I don't mean to suggest that our first round draft picks are not working or they don't work hard. I mean, that would obviously be a lie. They're tremendous. However, when we start to get to the top 1% in the NFL, these subtle differences are what makes the difference. And if you take an undrafted free agent, somebody who gets picked in round 7, like maybe they didn't start at Rocket League and they had to fight to get on their high school spot. And then they went to a junior college, and then they had to, you know, be a walk-on at a 4-year university. And from the very beginning, they've got 5, 6, 8 years of cultivating this attitude of that they have to earn everything. And it does give them a different bit of an edge when they have to do it now again at the highest level. That is a skill. It's not whether you're mentally tough or not. Mental toughness is a skill that can be developed. And you develop that through consistent adversity, working hard and overcoming it. And these later round athletes, because they may not be as physically talented as their peers, have been working on this and developing it maybe to a greater level and to a level that can actually take them to the Hall of Fame.
So talk a little bit. You've got this dialogue going on with me here, but you also had some tips for all of these players, whether it's first round or yesterday rounds 2, 3, and 4, 2 and 3. Today, the rest of the rounds take place. You had some words of encouragement for them to keep everything into perspective and maybe not fall into this trap of getting outworked.
Well, sure, absolutely. The idea, particularly for people feeling, well, I dropped or this or that, it's like, you know, as long as you get onto the roster, we'll see what happens. Because you see this in the newspapers all the time. Like people say, oh, if we could redraft, you know, 2018, it would look completely different. But the real advice that I'd love to share with everybody is this concept called deliberate practice. The research has found in the science of expertise over and over again that it's not all these talent and traits that predict who's going to do well, but rather, what's the quality of your practice? Are you the type of athlete that just goes and you know, goes through the motions or just does what's on the list that the coach says? Or do you go in and focus on executing every single repetition to the best of your ability? That's step one. Then get feedback on that repetition and what you could do better. Tweak it in your mind about how you can make it a little bit better, and then go back to the very next repetition with intensity and focus to correct it. And do that every repetition. I don't know too many people that do this, but anyone who is listening, if you can adapt your practice to be this deliberate and this focused, your physical mental growth will be exponential because of the quality of those practice reps.
Talk a little bit about that. That's some really great advice, and it's in four bullet points, which just keeps people centered and keeps them focused. We've got all of these tangible, materialistic things going on in the sport of, let's say, football with the NFL draft and all these weightlifting things that they have to do and these speed and agility things that they have to do. But you got into last week into something a little deeper about tying in some spiritual things and spiritual approaches to balance your workouts. Can you talk us through that a little bit?
Yeah, it was inspired just because after Easter and I was headed out onto a retreat. And so my faith is important to me and it helps me personally and those of Christian faith, you know, to kind of look back and say, well, let's kind of keep this in perspective, not to minimize how important sport is, but my belief, and I believe scripture helps us that, you know, it's in the Bible that God says, focus on what's excellent. And he has given us gifts and he wants us to use them to the greatest of our ability. So we have anxiety when we end up trying to do everything on our own and we forget that God is part of it and that he's actually backing us and that he loves us regardless of the mistakes that we make. And so one of the suggestions I had was to remember that you're actually performing for an audience of one. It's not for your parents. It's not, you know, for the coach and we're disappointing teammates, but rather that we get the opportunity to be blessed in a particular way with football skills, with strength, and we get the opportunity to use it. Now, this isn't, again, meant to be like, okay, don't be anxious, do this instead. But another big point that I had made was that in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, the scripture verses, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God will grant you, you know, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind. And I found that that was a fantastic scripture verse that when Christian athletes get anxious, we're to do those steps to find gratitude that we could be out there, to ask God for what we want. We do want to win, and please God, help us do this. And then let the trust in our skills go through and put it in his hands. And for my Christian athletes, you know, finding the scripture background for the sports psychology techniques kind of doubles up and allows you to move forward with your focus in that way.
And I think that's just a powerful thing to get some perspective in your, because the sports things can become rather obsessive and become all encompassing. And when somebody goes through the crash, when it doesn't work out the way their dreams were unveiled to them, it's a pretty tough emotional hurdle to overcome unless you've got tremendous balance in your life. And a spiritual part of that should be bigger as you climb the ladder professionally, really, right? I mean, it probably should get a little bigger in your life. So you got the talent, you got the skills, you got the work ethic. So what's next in terms of taking it to another level or overcoming, you know, terrible disappointment maybe, right?
Well, it's funny that you say that because as a Christian athlete, I would say, well, I would flip that. First say, I have God. And when that is your foundation, then you build on top of it with football and family and all of the other things. And it's that foundation, knowing that then if these other things are taken away, look, I'm feeling it. I'm getting older. I'm at the gym right now and I'm not lifting what I used to 20 years ago. And I get frustrated, but it's like all of these things, they come and they go. And it's not to say that if you don't get your goals met, that don't worry about it. You got God. It's okay. And don't feel sad, but it's rather bring that sadness and that loss to God. And at the very same time, know that he has never left. And that's the piece, I think, that transcends all understanding, that there is a much bigger picture, which is not to say that you shouldn't feel anxious or upset or disappointed, but rather just don't lose your sight on the bigger picture. And then that helps you go through it, not avoid it or cure it or fix it, but that you can go through it with a loving God.
Well, it's very interesting. Folks, the draft obviously started on Thursday. We got through a couple more rounds yesterday. Today, many more rounds with perhaps I'm looking out for my Western Michigan University athletes to see where they go in this draft. I'll also keep an eye on our rival, the Central Michigan University Chippewas, and where their athletes go in this draft. We'll take a look and see where somebody from Grand Valley or Ferris State University could possibly go. And so the draft is fun. The pressure on all these athletes is pretty enormous, really, because this is just a start as they get selected by a team. That's the good news. And then the real news is they're going to have to compete to get their job and to earn a job. And it's real simple. It's a brutal business because they get cut and it's just done until they're able to possibly get selected by another team. So it's the most fascinating thing, as we were all athletes in a day or two, and these folks through this NFL draft are able to live out a dream. And you hope it, you know, there's a path there, and it is an easy path. That's all. So having these tips from somebody like Dr. Eddie O'Connor can help put all this in perspective and be able to weather the ups and the downs, because that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, and if I could add really one critical one, the idea of, am I going to get drafted? What team am I going to be? Or for the athletes out there, you know, am I going to hit my PR? When we're so focused on the outcome, that's a big distraction. If you really invest your focus on the process, and what I like to say is, if you like to win, you got to focus on what's important now, what you're doing right now, and give the quality attention there, then the outcomes have the best chance of taking care of themselves. So bring yourself from the outcome to the process of what you're doing, and that'll help you the most.
All right. Always good advice, Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports performance psychologist. Thanks so much for taking time out of your workout today and joining us on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks very much, Steve. Bye-bye.